By MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 22nd of February, 43 degrees on our way to 64 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Amy Hall, Flint Hills Technical College. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you all doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you in. I had actually a chance to talk with Mike Crouch, Foundation Director, here about a week and a half ago. Asked him if the planning was starting here for the annual gala benefit auction coming up here in just a couple of months. And he kind of gave me a sigh and said, yep, we're underway. And it sounds like here, Amy, we've got another component to this, which is coming up here well before the actual auction itself.
Yeah, so we actually added a new addition just to kind of go along with our annual gala auction benefit festivities that we do each year. You know, it's the 60th year of Flint Hills Technical College being open, and we decided to add this new event called Inspiring Spirits.
All right.
So
go ahead.
Yeah, so it's kind of a play on our one of our slogans, Inspiring Wranglers. The idea is we'll be auctioning off kind of unique and exclusive bottles of spirits, so, you know, bourbon, whiskey, vodka, those kind of things, and other bar cocktail-related items. It's going to be a little bit of a smaller silent auction, which will be held online, just like our typical auction will be as well in April. But this one will be held from March 4th through March 7th. And yeah, we're excited. We have some pretty neat items on the list.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, this is all, of course, a precursor to the big gala. And it is a big gala each and every year, which I think is slated for Friday, April the 26th. And, of course, we'll be touching more on that as that big date approaches. But we want to talk more specifically about the Foundation's Inspiring Spirits online auction. Well, you say there's a lot of spirits in the auction. Can you get specific with us on some of the things we might be bidding on beginning March the 4th?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some pretty cool bottles donated. So one of which comes from a distillery in Iowa called, oh Lord, I think it's pronounced Revelton.
Okay.
But it is a honey-flavored whiskey. We also have a vodka from their distillery and a whiskey and cream liqueur that will be in the auction. We also have a Blackland Texas Pecan Sugar Bourbon. And another one that came from Texas that was donated by one of our board members. It's called Still Austin Distilling Company, and it's a straight bourbon whiskey. Just kind of a variety of ones that you might not find in Emporia, typically. I know we have a lot of bourbon enthusiasts out there that like
sure.
to try something new and kind of collect some unique bottles, and these will definitely be some of those.
How did the idea come to be here for this specific fundraiser and taking it online?
You know, in our usual silent auction that we do for the gala every year, we do have select bottles, and they typically do very well. So we had the idea to, you know, try and branch out and space the festivities out a little bit for this year's gala, and we thought maybe we do a smaller auction of just solely spirits to kind of intrigue the interests of those that do collect these items and have an interest in them and give them an opportunity to focus in on that and give back to the students in a unique and fun way.
All right, Amy Hall, Flint Hills Technical College Foundation is with us on our primetime newsmaker. The Foundation's Inspiring Spirits online auction coming up starting March the 4th, so less than 2 weeks away. So how can we participate? How will this work?
So the easiest way will be to text Inspire Spirit, INSPIRE SPIRT 24 to 76278, and that will send you a direct link to the auction site that you can click and register to participate. And the auction will begin March 4th at 8 a.m., and you can start bidding then.
Why is this specific fundraiser, the gala benefit as a whole, why is this so important here for Flint Hills Technical College and its students?
You know, with it being the 60th year of Flint Hills Technical College being open, we've, you know, really kind of centered around what it's all about, and it's really all about the students. And it's amazing. We actually had our scholarship luncheon yesterday, which brings our student scholarship recipients and our generous donors together for a lunch to be able to engage and have conversation. And some of those conversations about how these scholarships or, you know, the emergency crisis relief funding that these students have the opportunity to receive really changed their lives. And so this is just part of that. It's part of giving back to those students and making sure that they're able to complete their educational goals in a way that a financial burden doesn't hinder. So just all about the students, and we're excited to continue raising those funds and keep those scholarships and emergency crisis funding going.
So how many total items do we have then starting March the 4th? Do you know? Do you have a count?
So we don't have an official count yet. We're actually still getting some in. But
okay. We're,
like I said, we're keeping it small this year. So it's going to be between 20 and 25 items on this silent auction for the Inspiring Spirit.
And so we just keep an eye on it. We start bidding, keep an eye on it all week then, huh?
Yep. You can kind of battle over the items for the full week. And then the idea is the auction will end on March 7th at 8 p.m. And then on that Friday, March 8th, you can come and pick up your items.
Okay, so Thursday the 7th is when it will end. It's the FHTC Foundation Inspiring Spirits online auction, March the 4th through the 7th. Amy, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. Amy Hall of the Flint Hills Technical College Foundation. That will be fun.
That's going to be a blast.
See what they've got lined up and raising money, of course, for scholarships at FHTC. Speaking of scholarships.
Yes, sir.
Emporia States, more great scholarship news there in the music department.
Uh-huh.
And William Woodworth, who's, of course, he heads the marching bands and the Hornet Review, and,
mm-hmm.
of course, they got the Stingers and all of that. Well, they have bumped up scholarships for those that are going to be participating substantially. Not just a little, but a lot.
Yes.
And Bill will be with us next hour for the ESU Buzz to tell us what will be in play starting fall of 2024.
Yeah, looking forward to that on the ESU Buzz here today. So listen in for that. We'll also have news stories coming up here the next couple of days on both our ESU Buzz interview to come this morning and what you just heard here about the Tech College Inspiring Spirits fundraiser as well. Did want to let you know, too, that as we look at next week, and I bring this up because we have most of our scheduled interview slots already claimed for the Newsmaker at 7:20 right now, we do have the 27th or the Tuesday and the 29th currently open. 29th may fill up here in just a little bit, so we'll see about that. Did want to let you know again that if you want your event or activity highlighted, let us know, and you can do so by calling 620-342-1400. Tomorrow, the Newsmaker segment involves Mickey Edwards and Daphne Mertens. We're talking about the United Way, United We Thrive live radio auction here on KVUE coming up next week.
It is the United Way Morning Drive live radio auction every day next week, Monday through Friday. There'll be a different allotment of items. Every weekday morning from 6:30 until 9, you can bid by text, and the United Way staff will be right in touch with you as soon as you make your bid, so you can keep after it. But we got some great items, all to benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills, beginning on Monday. So get ready to go.
Get those bids ready, folks.
We like that. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. 7:31, a beautiful start to the day, 43 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Coverage of Emporia High Wrestling continues this week. Join KVOE this Thursday through Saturday as we follow the Spartans in late.